Health officials in desperate move to avert full-blown health crisis in the Ashanti region as doctors at the Konfanoti Teaching Hospital, Ghana's second largest referral center, fight off attempts to get back to work, leaving patients stranded.
And here we have more than 30 stretches.
I have to wait for them. It's a surgery and they are supposed to take care of me. Since they are not here, I will wait. I have been given 2 weeks to return.
We hear from the regional minister who has been challenging the striking doctors to produce evidence to back their claim they are being forced out of the official accommodation.
And here we have more than 30 stretches. As you can see, most of them are above 80% complete. So if I hear somebody say that we're giving him 1 week to vacate his bungalow or something, they should produce the letter.
This is Top Story with Evans Mensah.
It has been a day of intense, desperate efforts to get striking doctors at Ghana's second largest referral facility, Konfanoti Teaching Hospital, back to work after they laid down their tools over concerns they are being forced out of the official accommodation. The strike comes on the day the Electricity Company of Ghana confirmed it has served a formal notice on the hospital of an impending disconnection for failing to pay its electricity bills. The strike has left patients stranded all day. The regional minister, Simon Osei-Mensah, has meanwhile been challenging the doctors to produce evidence that they are being forced out of the accommodation. I want to take you live now to the Ashanti regional capital, Kumasi, because of how important the Konfanoti Teaching Hospital is, not only to the region, but to the northern part of the country. This has been a major issue there, and there's a fear now that if this is not addressed quickly, it may now impose a major crisis in that part of the country. My colleague, Nanabwachi Yadom, has been at the hospital, spent his entire day there, and joins me right now with a bit more. Nana, let's start with what this has meant for patients.
Well, Evans, it has been a stressful day for patients who visited the Konfanoti Teaching Hospital today. Some of them who had the appointments with the doctors today have had their dates rescheduled due to the industrial action. Well, some patients who were at the OPD center of the Konfanoti Teaching Hospital were stranded because they were being told to go out of the OPD center due to the ongoing strike. We cannot listen to some stranded patients who visited the Konfanoti Teaching Hospital this morning.
And the nurses now because the doctors got strike into a more reschedule our date near the
we came here early in the morning. The nurses informed us about the strike. So they rescheduled our date to 10th April.
Omo demo data was some obana akoshe 10th April semumbra. Omo say omo issue nyana ne say.
Omo say doctors no strike omo concern but be omo tiye to omo. And now, I'm going to call strike.
I have to wait for them. It's a surgery and they are supposed to take care of me. Since they are not here, I will wait. I have been given 2 weeks to return.
And you've been interacting with the doctors who are on strike. Have they changed your stance yet?
Well, Evans, they were in a meeting, a crunch meeting with management of the Konfanoti Teaching Hospital, the private developers, the regional coordinating council representatives, alongside the leadership of the Konfanoti Teaching Hospital Doctors Association. At the moment, there hasn't been any resolution whatsoever. We are trying to get in touch with the president of the local association, Michael Lee. But earlier when we engaged him, he says that their concerns are legitimate. They cannot be moved out of the hospital accommodation they have occupied for years without any notice. so we can listen to Dr. Michael Lee, who is the president of the CARS Doctors Association.
I'm in Confanachi. I'm seeing the inpatient, but we are not receiving any outpatient. That's all. The patients within the hospital are being seen. The old ones are being seen. But we are not going to take on any other patient, any new patient onto the into the hospital.
But then what are your concerns mainly? Is it just about the accommodation or there's something to it?
No, it's just about the accommodation. I mean, you're supposed to provide that an alternative. Remove in before you finish whatever you are building. But so you are there and somebody just come into your room. Our borderlands, so you need to be evicted. Some have had their power sources cut off. Some have had their water sources cut off. So, and these are not just mere doctors. These are leaders of the hospital. You have the neurosurgeon, Dr. Frank Ketia Boachi, who is a neurosurgeon, is affected. You have Apau Kesi Bedu, the HOD of the trauma and orthopedic directorate, another heads of department, the cardiothoracic surgeon. Those are the caliber of people who stay in this accommodation unit. So it's fair that even with the rent control, you don't just evict, give somebody one week notice to evict.
And how is management dealing with this?
Well, management says that the action is unfortunate. Well, they have also been saying that it is not fair to move out the doctors who are occupying the hospital accommodation without any notice, especially when it comes in a dying moment for the hospital facility. And we were in a crunch meeting, as I said earlier, but before the meeting, the PRO of the Confanochi Teaching Hospital, Kwame Frimpong, says that it is management's wish that the striking doctors could call off their strike after their meeting today. But then we are yet to get to clear details as to whether or not they would be calling off their strike. But then we can listen to the PRO of the Confanochi Teaching Hospital, Kwame Frimpong.
The initial assurance that we've had is that no doctor will be pushed out of his or her residence without alternative accommodation being provided. That's assurance that we have from the RCC, and that's assurance we have from the redevelopment committee. We have been told that some of the developers, in their haste to start work, are using, for lack of a better word, unorthodox means to, get some of the residents to move out. We've brought this to the attention of the RCC and also the redevelopment committee. And before giving us a firm assurance that that is not going to happen.
Now, there's also some controversy. It appears the regional minister, and today you just indicated that the doctors, part of the emergency meeting, also included the regional coordinating council and the regional minister Head Start. The regional minister does not necessarily buy the argument that these doctors have been evicted, does he?
Well, he doesn't, Evans. For him, there is no truth to what is going out there. He says that the RCC coordinates every property of government. And so if there's any eviction or ejection whatsoever, the RCC would definitely have a say on that. But for as long as he is the regional minister, his desk is not aware of any forceful ejection, and so he does not buy into the argument of the doctors. He took us to some sites which he claims are 80% complete, that those are buildings being constructed by government for these doctors. And so if these buildings are completed, the doctors would be officially moved into those buildings to accommodate them. But as we speak, they are not complete. So he took us there to bear witness to the fact that government is indeed constructing a building for these doctors. But the ejection notice they claim have been sent to them is not true. He wants them to also come out with evidence, a letter which says that they should indeed move out of their hospital accommodation.
And here we have more than 30 structures. As you can see, most of them are above 80% complete. Only few will be around maybe 75. What is left is the fixing of electrical gadgets and those things. And after that, they will do the landscaping. And these ones will be ready. They are various levels of completion. So if I hear somebody say that we've given him 1 week to vacate his bungalow or something, they should produce the letter so that we know the author of that letter. Whoever wrote that letter to them, we want to know. And we've said that no developer should move anybody without a rented alternative accommodation.
And I wonder, considering how important CAF is to the Ashanti region, but also to the northern part of this country, and anytime there's a strike there, there is a significant burden on other satellite hospitals, and we begin to see a bit of an overflow, people then begin to be stranded. How has this been received in the Ashanti region?
Well, Evans, the strike has really been biting hard on some nearby hospitals, especially the Menchia Government Hospital and the Sokoto Government Hospital. Well, the Menchia Government Hospital, when we spoke to the administrator, says a number of patients have been coming in into the hospital due to the strike, whereas the Sontreso Government Hospital is also bearing it hard because a number of patients are also coming in to the Sontreso Government Hospital. And so definitely it is really biting hard, not just on the Confanoti Teaching Hospital, but also on some nearby hospitals.
And also, this is all happening within the context of the ECG also serving a notice that they will be disconnecting the facility because they failed to pay its bill.
Well, Evans, sir, the Confanoti Teaching Hospital, we've been told, has been served at the moment, and alongside the Menchia Government Hospital. Well, this is coming at the moment where clearly the hospital is facing this challenge of electricity debt. And so it is not a good moment for the Confanoti Teaching Hospital, alongside several hospitals in the Ashanti region, not just CAF alone.
Anabachi Adam, thank you very much. I want to now bring in the Executive Secretary of the National Labour Commission, Ms. Ofosu Asamoah, who joins us on the line right now. Thank you, sir, for your time here on Top Story.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Great to have you. I mean, this Confanoche subject, has it come to your attention at all, formally?
Yes, no, informally. We've also been following from the radio and other sources. I think from yesterday evening, I heard of it. A hint of it that this was going to happen, and then today there hasn't been any formal report by the Ministry of Health, the doctors, Ghana Health Service, or even the regional minister and his office. However, because of the sensitive nature and the important service the doctors and the district provide, I've asked our Ashanti regional office to check on it and report. And the commissioners will be coming for a meeting tomorrow so that whatever we have, we'll put before it and then we will direct.
I mean, this is an essential service. There's a clear procedure if they have a grievance, is it not? If you can help us appreciate that.
Yes, as an essential service provider, wherever there's a conflict that is not resolved, they must quickly report to the commission, and within a matter of 3 days, the commission must commence action on it by way of arbitration. Unfortunately, like I'm saying, we have not received any report yet, apart from what we are hearing on the media. And it doesn't look like the parties themselves have even started any form of negotiation that have been broken down. Because I hear the allegations being made by the doctors, the challenge being put across by the regional minister for the production of evidence to show forceful ejection. Anyway, if accommodating them or by providing residential facility is part of their conditions of service, it cannot just be varied, especially to their detriment. We have heard that they are being relocated by the private developer, but as to what facility is being provided them, and where we are not aware, whether it is the same, whether it is better, whether it is degrading. So we have to look at this. But like I said, they are not only an essential service provider, but Confanoche is a critical facility, being the second biggest referral center in the country, and even the area it covers, from Kumasi to the north. Was in Accra, you can talk about Kolivu, you can talk about UGMC and other big hospitals that can do it. So I think tomorrow, Thursday, the commissioners will be at the commission and it will be considered what I think to take quickly to help resolve it.
And I know what you normally do is you probably have to invite all of them to a meeting to deal with this particular matter. But if you consider what is happening, it's an accommodation subject. You know, people say they are being evicted. Minister says show me the evidence. This obviously is one that demands an urgent attention. And yes, you said, based on your monitoring,
they asked for the commissions to act swiftly, right, end of day tomorrow. I think something should come out.
But considering that there's a procedure, though, and you've just laid it out, and it hasn't been followed, and people are stranded, it's a health facility, as you've heard the voices, in applying the rules of engagement, is there a penalty that may be imposed for breaching the procedure that is clearly laid out?
Certainly, if there is a breach, and for that matter, there's a damage suffered by a party, it must be remedied.
No, how do you remedy that, though, in your books? How do you go about dealing with this if the procedure is breached, considering its essential service nature?
The commission will make a direction. If it's not complied with, we will go to court and enforce it. And that whatever that is due, anybody who has suffered anything, we'll get it back adequately.
And since I have you on, another subject that is not related specifically to the Confanoche, but one that I've seen reports about today, that the NSC is taking legal action against the Education Ministry and on some issues of grievances that they haven't, a ruling you gave that hasn't been implemented.
Yeah,
can you clarify?
Yeah, that to do with the online teaching support service for the University of Environment and Development in Suyani, EBS Sumanya.
And this is a ruling that you made that hasn't been complied by
the commission made a directive as far back as July 2023, and back going back and forth, they have not complied with. So at their last meeting, the commission said it was not going to go back to reopen a matter it had already directed on, and that if it has not been complied, we should enforce it against them.
And this is the criticism against you most often than not, that you don't take the step to when it comes to the state institutions. This is clearly one.
That is why we are taking the steps now. We have taken it in the past. But if people have criticized us because they didn't know, I'm sure Joy FM is a widely listening station. So people are hearing yesterday it was on TV3. I think it's on City FM online. So you just have to follow and see whether we take the action or not. However, if the government on its own or the ministry decides to comply with tonight or as the case goes on, then there will be no need to press out for we get what they want. So if you don't hear from the government, but your pressmen and their reporters are there, let them take interest in the workings of the commission. And I'm sure listeners and all Ghanaians will be apprised of the fact that National Labour Commission makes directions, give directives, and enforces it.
So the Education Ministry, did I hear you say they have close of day today or tomorrow before you click the shoot button?
Can you come again?
The Education Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deadline? What ultimatum have you given them in terms of when you expect to hear from them, beyond
it
which you are forced to go?
It is passed. That is why we are taking steps in court.
Okay. So this has been filed already or soon to be filed?
I think it's been filed, yeah, I think.
Okay.
I admitted it to the legal department and they are working on it. So
we should see this in court tomorrow formally?
You may check from the commission. I am unable to, do that here.
Thank you very much. And that there is the Executive Secretary of the National Labour Commission talking to us about the situation at the Confanoche Teaching Hospital, but also the suit that they are taking up against the Education Ministry for failing to comply with its directive. It says on the Confanoche matter, they have to look into it, and the Commission will be sitting on this tomorrow. They've already instructed their office in Ashanti region to look into it. Let's speak now to the management of the Confanoche Teaching Hospital. Spokesperson for the hospital, Kwame Frimpong, joins us right now on the line. Mr. Frimpong, thanks for your time here on Top Story. So I know there have been meetings today to try and resolve this matter. What is the outcome?
Hello, sir.
Hello, Mr. Frimpong. Can you hear me?
Hello, Ethan.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me, Mr. Frimpong?
Yeah, I think it's better. Ghana.
Great, yes. There have been meetings today to try and resolve this. What is the outcome?
Well, we had a very fruitful meeting, which was attended by just the land commission hospital and the leadership of the hospital. And largely, I think all the concerns that the press made have been addressed. The position is that it will help to reflect the decision they took earlier, so just their relocation from their bandages as they come in. Thank you.
Because of the quality of the line, I didn't quite hear that last bit, which is very important. The conclusion is that, please repeat that point.
Well, so the general expectation is that given the fruitfulness of the discussions we had today, where all the stakeholders were present, we believe that the leadership of the Doctors Association will be meeting their members by tomorrow morning, and that it is most likely that they will resume work fully by tomorrow morning.
Did they give that assurance in this meeting?
You know, they cannot take a decision on their own because they represent a group. But the general feedback is positive. Because all the concerns that they raised were fully addressed by the team that led them today.
The primary concern we had publicly was the eviction notices. The doctors say they've received. Some of them say they've actually been disconnected when it comes to electricity by this private developer, and they've been evicted. And so they were going to look for accommodation, for which reason they could not work. Has that now been resolved? Asking, have they received the assurance they will not be evicted, or they've been given alternative accommodation with immediate effect?
Fortunately, all the developers in that enclave are not Lands Commission. An assurance from the Lands Commission officials that the developers will be called and clear instructions to give them not to harass anybody until the alternative accommodation can be found to pave way for the relocation of the workers staying in that enclave. Until that is done, nobody should be harassed.
The developers themselves were in this meeting?
Unfortunately, I had another meeting because I was not in that meeting, that the arrangements had included the fact that the arrest should be there.
Okay, so but you can confirm if indeed they were in the meeting?
Yes, I cannot confirm.
But the assurance from the Lands Commission is that these developers will be spoken to. But if you listen to the circumstances, the developers say they have the right, they have a court order that favors them, and they won't simply want to go ahead.
But the general arrangement was that until alternative accommodation were found for those staying there, nobody was going to be moved. And that assurance has been really emphasized today. So we are very confident that those developers will move into cause anybody's ejection until the alternative accommodation has been made different.
We earlier heard about this alternative accommodation. In fact, there's a construction still underway. Have you been told, the doctors and Kompanoche been told, when they expect this accommodation block to be finished?
Yes. The information that is happening is that they are at the very stage of completion, and that in the interim, a rent advance of 2 years will be paid for those who have to move. By first time in 2 years' time, that the expectation is that the buildings under construction, the replacement will be completed. So the apartments may not be ready now, but there's a certain option of renting private apartments for those who will be affected. And hopefully, by the expiry of the second year, it is hoped that these apartments will have been completed.
And since I have you on this subject, we also know from the ECG, and this is a related matter, that they said they want us to serve you a demand notice for bills that you owe. Has that come to your attention at all? And have you been served formally?
Not that I know. I know you owe them.
Okay. How much you owe?
What I've read, I think it's an excess of 20 years.
But the ECG publicly have said that Kath is part of those that will be disconnecting in 72 hours. Are you taking measures to pay this off?
We've had meetings with ECG and we've told them that we are not against the payment of the bills. We have a peculiar problem at the hospital. We have the same line as the nursing and midwifery training colleagues. And we are not sure which part of the bill is due to the use of power at the NMTC and which part of the bill is due to us. So we've asked for some time now that they should decouple us from that line so that we use separate lines, because now it's so difficult. We don't know whether the accumulated bill that we have is due solely to the power that we use at the hospital. But given the current electrical connections that we have, we are served by the same line. And that when we really switch on our meter, then NMTC people get power. This should tell that it's the one line that is serving us. And therefore, we are not sure that the accumulated bill is due to us. We've made this request several times. They promised to come and decouple the line from the hospital so that we will have our own line and the NMTC will have its own line. They even came and installed a transformer for that purpose. Unfortunately, the transformer has not been connected to the NMTC and the lines have not been decoupled. And so as soon as they're able to solve that challenge, we will take the necessary steps to effect the payment of the bills after a little consultation with the Ministry of Health. Until that is done, it will be very, very difficult for us to pay the bills that they keep coming to us. In the interim, we've been paying, we're making some monthly payments, albeit a lower sum, just to let them know that we are committed to paying the bills. The only problem is that we have issue with the electrical connections as far as the NMTC and the hospital are concerned. And this has been going to the ECD official attention several times.
And you've been paying with your internally generated funds, I believe.
Yes, but as I indicated, not to the full sum that is registered on the bill. But it's just a token of our commitment to the payment of the bills when these issues are resolved.
Thank you very much. And that's a spokesperson for the Comfort-Norte Teaching Hospital, the host of issues that they've been dealing with on that particular subject. If you live in the Ashanti region and a place that you visit at the Comfort-Norte Teaching Hospital, I want to hear from you. 055-11-11997.